Back pain isn't just common, it's an epidemic that has created an industry of quick fixes and contradictory advice. But what if the most powerful tool for healing your back was already in your possession? Stuart McGill's revolutionary approach in back mechanic turns conventional wisdom on its head by rejecting generic solutions in favor of personalized assessment. Your back pain has a unique fingerprint, a specific pattern of triggers, movements, and responses that holds the key to your recovery. When world record powerlifter Brian Carroll shattered his back so severely doctors said he'd never lift again, it was this approach that not only healed him, but helped him return stronger than before. The true breakthrough here is understanding that your pain isn't random, it's speaking a language. Once you learn to interpret what your back is telling you, you gain the power to become your own mechanic, addressing problems at their source rather than merely masking symptoms. Your back pain patterns are diagnostic clues. Sharp, electric pain down your leg suggests nerve compression, while dull aches worsening throughout the day often indicate disc pressure problems. Morning stiffness that improves with movement typically points to irritated facet joints. Daily activities create a pain diary with valuable insights. Discomfort while sitting suggests pressure-sensitive discs, while sharp pain when bending might indicate disc herniation. Even positions that relieve pain reveal which structures are irritated. Pain is your body's check engine light. Taking painkillers without addressing the underlying issue merely covers the warning. The problem persists even when symptoms are masked. The effective approach is interpreting these signals by identifying your unique triggers and patterns. What worsens or improves your pain? Does it change with time of day or certain activities? These variations are your body communicating what's wrong and what it needs to heal. Understanding this language empowers you to address causes rather than symptoms. Remember being told to sit up straight? That well-intentioned advice might actually be hurting you. The myth of perfect posture has led many to force their bodies into unnatural positions. The truth is, there's no single correct posture for everyone. Your spine has unique architecture with different curvatures, muscle attachments, and joint alignments. Some people naturally have deeper curves in their lower back, while others have flatter spines. Neither is problematic unless it causes pain. What matters is finding your spine's sweet spot, the position where your back carries load with minimal stress, allowing muscles to work efficiently. For most people, this means maintaining their natural spinal curves without exaggeration. Even more crucial than positioning is avoiding any single posture for too long. Your spine craves variety. Regular position changes distribute loads across different structures, preventing overload. Consider how different cultures sit, in chairs, cross-legged, or squatting. Each approach can be healthy if it allows for natural alignment and frequent movement. Focus on developing posture awareness rather than forcing yourself into textbook positions. Contrary to popular belief, sit-ups won't fix back pain. They may worsen it. True core stability isn't about visible abs, but creating a coordinated system protecting your spine during movement. Your core functions as a natural weight belt. Deep muscles, transverse abdominis, multifidus, diaphragm, and pelvic floor create a pressurized cylinder, while larger surface muscles control movement, forming a protective foundation that enables powerful motion while safeguarding vulnerable structures. Focus on bracing rather than hollowing. Instead of drawing the navel toward the spine, which reduces stability, properly brace by gently tensing all core muscles as if preparing for a punch, creating 360-degree protection. The scientifically validated Big Three exercises, modified curl-ups, side planks, and bird dogs build endurance while minimizing disc pressure, teaching your body to maintain spinal position under load. Core stability must be integrated into everyday movements, transforming it from an exercise routine into a protective movement strategy. Recovery requires detective work to identify your specific pain triggers, the movements, positions, and patterns that provoke your symptoms. This investigation is crucial because what aggravates one person's back may relieve another's. Keep a pain journal to track symptom flare-ups, noting activities before, during, and after pain episodes. Look for patterns. Does sitting increase pain? Is bending problematic? Do symptoms worsen at certain times? These patterns reveal valuable clues about your pain mechanisms. Analyze your everyday movement habits. Most people develop compensatory patterns to avoid pain, shifting weight while standing, using arms to rise from chairs, or bending knees excessively when reaching down. While these adaptations temporarily reduce pain, they often create new problems by overloading other structures. For each trigger, develop movement strategies that reduce stress on painful areas. The goal is retraining movement patterns to distribute forces effectively, creating the foundation for lasting recovery by addressing root causes rather than just symptoms. Generic exercise programs fail most back pain sufferers because they don't address individual pain mechanisms. An effective approach must be tailored to your specific condition and recovery stage, progressing from pain control to functional restoration to performance enhancement. Begin by identifying your pain-free movement zone, movements that don't provoke pain. These become your starting exercises, whether gentle walking or modified strength training that avoids problematic positions. As pain subsides, gradually expand your movement repertoire with more challenging variations based on biomechanical principles rather than arbitrary timelines. If forward bending causes pain, progress from supported standing to partial hip hinging before attempting full bends. Prioritize spine hygiene, maintaining a neutral spine while generating motion primarily from hips, shoulders, and knees. The hip hinge pattern allows forward bending by pivoting at the hips rather than flexing the spine. Balance three elements: endurance training for stabilizers, movement pattern training for efficiency, and whole body conditioning that maintains fitness without aggravating back issues. Recovery isn't linear. Address setbacks with strategic modifications rather than complete activity avoidance, which leads to deconditioning. The ultimate goal isn't just becoming pain-free, but developing a spine that withstands life's demands. This final stage builds physical and psychological robustness to prevent future pain episodes and eliminate movement fear. Physical resilience combines strength, endurance, mobility, and movement competence. Core endurance protects during prolonged activities, while whole body strength, particularly in hips and shoulders, ensures the spine remains a stable transfer station rather than a primary mover. Psychological resilience is equally crucial. Many back pain sufferers develop fear avoidance behaviors, limiting activities based on anticipated rather than actual pain. Overcoming this requires gradually expanding your comfort zone through exposure to previously avoided movements. Building resilience means periodically challenging your system with appropriate stresses once foundational stability is established, through longer durations, heavier loads, or more complex movements. Successful long-term management requires body awareness that serves as an early warning system. True resilience isn't avoiding all stresses, but building a system that handles stress, adapts appropriately, and recovers efficiently, transforming your relationship with your body from fragility to capability.